Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2404, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show and get a copy of our workbook for free, but for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Now, today's question came via email. Steve writes, "Happy New Year. As part of my resolutions, I'm aiming to build more muscle mass with increased resistance training this year. Beyond increasing protein intake, I heard that using creatine is key for big muscles. Is this true? What does creatine do? Thanks for your wisdom and hard work as always." Thank you so much for your question, longtime listener Steve, and Happy New Year to you as well. Before I discuss creatine and its effectiveness on performance and muscle growth, I'll start with a disclaimer. I am not sponsored by any supplement manufacturer. My goal, as always, is to tell you the truth to the best of my knowledge. More often than not, my information comes from published research studies. So by giving you information from published research studies, I'm hoping that what I report to you comes from a minimally biased perspective. This is because when we rely on other people's experiences with supplements, meal plans, or workout routines, there's a really high probability that what they're doing may not work for you at all. This is why we need well-designed studies so we can try and figure out if creatine supplements, for example, work for most people. Also, please know that each supplement manufacturer is different. Some follow strict quality and purity standards, others don't. So before you buy a supplement, it's best to research the manufacturer first. Okay, now, finally, let's get to your question, Steve. Now, you asked about creatine and what it is. Creatine is a compound that the liver naturally produces. It's a really interesting compound because some researchers call it an amino acid, whereas others refer to it as a metabolite. Don't you just love it when we can't decide what to call something? That doesn't make it confusing at all. Either way, here's what we can agree on. Most animals, well, really any animal with a liver, including us humans, make creatine naturally. The term creatine is actually a shortened version of creatine's full name, creatine phosphate, or sometimes it'll be called phosphocreatine. When you buy creatine as a supplement, you may see it called creatine monohydrate. I'll discuss why that is in a bit. But basically, the liver makes creatine, and after it makes it, in the form of creatine phosphate, it gets sent to the muscles. Now, because this same process occurs in other animals, if at any point we consume animal flesh, like beef, chicken, fish, pork, etc., we consume small amounts of creatine. It's been estimated that for most adults that eat animal products on a regular basis, we consume about 1 gram of creatine per day through our diets. So, what does creatine do when it's in our muscles or when we eat it? Well, creatine helps our muscles generate energy. So more energy in the muscles may mean more strength and endurance, both of which we want when we're working out or competing or when we're trying to change our body composition. This is why creatine supplementation is so common. If we can get extra, maybe we'll have more strength and more endurance and bigger muscles. Steve, you asked whether creatine supplementation is necessary for building large muscles, though. No, creatine supplementation is not necessary. This is because the most important factor when building bigger muscles is simply using them. All the protein and creatine supplements in the world won't help unless you create a demand for those nutrients. You have to make the muscles hungry for those nutrients. Without that, all of that extra protein and creatine won't be used to build those bigger muscles. Instead, the body will probably just excrete them. So to create this demand, we have to work the muscles. As the muscles get bigger, the advantage is they're also able to store more creatine. So you'll create both a demand and increase muscle storage capacity when you work them. So for training purposes, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends aiming for a range of 3 to 5 repetitions when you're lifting. This is designed to help increase muscular strength. If you can perform more than 5 repetitions, the weight is probably too light. You can perform multiple sets of the same exercise with the goal of achieving 3 to 5 reps per set. Just know that when you lift heavy, you need a longer rest break in between sets to recover and regain your strength. So, rest those muscles for 2 to 3 minutes in between the sets. On the other hand, if you're not very experienced in the weight room, it's not advised that you start in the 3 to 5 rep range. That weight will probably be too heavy. So you may want to aim for 8 to 12 repetitions at first, then once you get comfortable with those weights, start to get into the 3 to 5 repetition range. Now, if you want to build up to lifting a really heavy weight just one time, what we often refer to as your one rep max, well, without experience, that can lead to injury. That's why it's often not recommended for beginners. But again, if you're more advanced, you can work up to performing one rep maxes as well. The advantage of performing a one rep max is, of course, muscular strength, which will hopefully make the muscles bigger, which will allow for them to store more creatine. Now, I've been mentioning sets and reps, but which exercises specifically will help with bulking up? Well, compound exercises seem to help the most. These are moves that use multiple muscle groups at the same time. So examples of compound exercises would include bench presses, because bench presses require you to use your chest, shoulders, and triceps at the same time. Pull-ups would be another example, because this exercise targets your lats, shoulders, forearms, and biceps. Same with squats, deadlifts, rows, military presses, lat pull-downs. All of these require to use multiple muscle groups at the same time. So these are some of the key moves then that will help stimulate muscle growth. I should also say that you don't want to perform these types of compound heavy lifts day after day, week after week. You want to mix in some cardio, maybe after a couple of days of lifting heavy, throw in some lighter weight sets. Variety is key. Variety is important to avoid imbalances and injuries. Now, if you and your healthcare provider do decide that using creatine supplements is right for you, then you want to be sure you buy the right type of creatine supplement. The body seems to respond best when supplementing with creatine monohydrate, as opposed to its other forms like creatine pyruvate. Studies have found that for most people, creatine supplementation with creatine monohydrate is safe, provided that the product is free of impurities and that you follow the dosing instructions. So for those with pre-existing kidney disease, for example, creatine supplementation is not recommended. This is because any excess or unused creatine has to be removed from the body. How does that excess creatine get removed? Well, through the kidneys, which may place them under excess stress. So here's the bottom line. All the creatine supplements in the world will probably not help someone build larger muscles or get the physique that they're looking for. Remember that anytime we eat animal flesh or animal's muscle tissue, same thing, we consume small amounts of creatine. Either way, placing consistent demands on the muscle cells so that they're able to use the proteins and creatine you consume in your diet is key. That means performing some resistance training and ideally incorporating some heavy compound lifts. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your questions, Steve. Now, if you want a physical copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook shipped to you for free and you're in the U.S., send in a relevant health-related question. It can be about diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines. And your question will be answered right here on the show. If you're outside the U.S., we'll send you a digital version of the workbook. So to send in a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in an audio question and have your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record straight from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. Answering them is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.